The latest number on the civilians who are currently on the protection of civilian sites in enemy's compounds is over 141,000 people. One of our worries is that we've got an increasing number of people who are coming to Bentiu, something like over 200 a day, which is something like 2,000 a week, and that's a lot of people that are making their way to the protection of civilian sites. There's a number of reasons for that. One is, of course, the fighting that has taken place in the southern counties of Unity. But the other one is most likely the lack of basic services that there is following the fighting, basic services being health, but also the ability of delivering humanitarian assistance from our humanitarian colleagues and actors. This is a worrying trend. This means that over half of the civilians that the enemy is protecting are currently in the Bentiu POC site.
Okay, you have mentioned this over 100, but is the space enough for protecting those people or putting them around?
Over 70,000, 72,000 people who are in Bentiu. We're in a process of relocating those civilians because we want them to be in better conditions than last year, especially with the rainy season, which is now kicking in. So we've moved, or we are in the process of moving these people to an extension of the site, but mostly a better area where the ground has been leveled. It's upper ground now, and also there is a proper drainage system. Those people are currently moved. It's a big, big move if you take it in addition with the people arriving at a rate of over 200 a day. Things are being in the process of being fully adapted from them, but I want to say that despite some strange reports that I've read, no one is dehydrated, and you know, there are boreholes in Bentiu with boreholes with water. So with the extent of the move, things might not be 100% perfect, but I would say they're 90% perfect, and there is no one dehydrated right now in the move of relocation that we're doing in the Bentiu protection of civilians.
Is this come about because they know the location is new and maybe it is not connected with water and they feel of the sanitation? What do you have to react?
The relocation is being done in collaboration with the community leaders. They are very well explained what is happening, and they are explaining that to their own people. We're very much in touch with the community leaders, not only because of the relocation move and the problem of water or basic services, which once again they have, but we're also in touch with them because there's a worrying development in Bentiu. It is that youngsters do go on the berm and do provoke SPLA soldiers on the other side, which is a source of potential conflict. They are on our protection of civilian sites to be protected and provided safety because their life is under imminent threat. Now, if they start provoking soldiers on the other side, you know, they are creating their own conditions not to be safe, and it's not up to UNMISS to protect people who are provocating from inside UNMISS soldier outside of the compounds. So that's an issue that we are looking into very seriously. We're looking into this issue with the community leaders because this clearly has to stop. We cannot have youngsters from inside the protection of civilian site provocating soldiers outside of the protection of site. Regarding the soldiers, we've been meeting with the deputy governor who's just come back to Bentiu, and we've also raised the issue of SPLA soldiers, or soldiers in any case, who would be firing in the vicinity of the compound, incidents that happened on the 5th and 6th of June. We did receive assurances from the deputy governor that this will not happen.
So apart from relocation, what are the activities UNMISS is doing apart from that?
We've been also re-establishing our patrols. There was a patrol that went yesterday, a Mongolian patrol that went all the way to Mayom County and came back. They managed to have access to Mayom County. Their initial report is that there are a lot of people on the road, that there's a lot of destruction, and that the road is not very safe.